B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Chagiga Daf Ches. We're going to start 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Ches Omed Aleph. And the Gemara is taking us back to the Mishnah on Daf Zayin Omed Beis. We saw in the Mishnah, Yisrael Yetzin Yidei Chivasim B'Nadorim U'Nadovis. We know that the Zechel Simcha, being happy on Yom Tov, V'Samachto V'Chagecha. And Klal Yisrael can be happy with any type of Ka'ov, of Bosor, any type of a korban. And the Mishnah said that one can be yotzei the mitzvah with nedarim or nedavos, all the days of Yom Tov, that one can offer the nedarim and nedavos, different vows and korbanos that they had to bring during the year. Those are the korbanos which the owners eat from them, and if one eats from them, one can be mekayim the mitzvah of simcha with those korbanos. If one doesn't have any other meat of korbanos to eat, then one brings the shalmei simcha. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, we learnt in the pasuk v'somachto b'chagecha that you have to rejoice on Yom Tov. L'rabbis kol minei smochis l'simcha, that it doesn't tell you have to only be b'simcha by bringing a shalmei simcha. Rather, anything that's going to make you happy, any kind of rejoicing, is with them you can fulfill the mitzvah of v'somachto b'chagecha. Mikan omru chachomim, and this is the source to what the chachomim said, that Yisrael yetzim edei chivasam, that the Yisraelim, will soon see this is in contrast to Kohanim, who have extra availability to korbanis and to meat. But Klal Yisrael, they can be mekayim the mitzvah of v'samachto b'chagecha, b'nedarim u'b'nedovis, with nedarim u'nedovis u'b'maisar behema, and with maisar behema, if they bring up to the Beis HaMikdash for Yom Tov, those maisa, that every tenth animal that's born is brought as a korban maisa behema, and one can offer them up and eat from the flesh of those animals on Yom Tov, and be mekayim the mitzvah of v'samachto b'chagecha. V'hakoyanim, and the koyanim b'chatos v'oshom, they can eat the meat of the korbanis chatos and oshom that other people are bringing, u'b'b'chayr, and the korban of the b'chayr, the firstborn of the kosher animals that are brought up as a korban, u'b'chazav v'shoik, and the breast and thigh of the korban o'islomim that other people are bringing. Those are all added availability that the koyanim have of eating meat of korbanis, and with them they can fulfill the mitzvah of v'somachto b'chagecha. Yochel af b'oifis v'menachis. I may have thought, can you be mekayim the mitzvah of simcha by eating bird offerings or korban mincha? Talmud Leima says the Braisa, no, v'somachto b'chagecha, that the simcha has to be b'chagecha. The word b'chagecha, which means your yomim tovim, your festivals, also has the same word as chagiga, and this teaches us that mi shechagiga ba mehem, only a type of korban, that the korban chagiga can be brought from them, which is only an animal offering, as we saw earlier in the Gemara. It says regarding the shalmei chagiga, it says that lo yolin chaylev chagi, it's a korban that's chaylev, that has fats that are offered up from it, and that must be an animal korban. There's no chaylev in the oifois or in the menachis, and therefore misha chagiga bomehem, only animals from which chagiga can be brought, they can be used for shlomim, for the simcha, sorry. Yotzu elu she'en chagiga bomehem, however, the bird offerings and the mincha, from which chagiga cannot be brought because it's not in the bracket of chelev chagi, then they cannot be used for the mitzvah of a samachta b'chagecha. So that's what the Braisa brought a source. Rav Ashi Omar, even though Rav Ashi is an Amora, he's not arguing with the halacha of the Braisa, he's just bringing a different source. He says, mi v'samachto nafka, you learn it out from the very expression of v'samachto, you have to rejoice. And yotzu elu she'en b'em simcha, he says that the bird offerings and the mincha simply do not have the relevant joy that's included in v'samachto. Asks the Gemara of Rav Ashi, hai b'chagecho mai ovid lei. The Braisa learnt out that you have to only be mekayim the mitzvah of v'samachto b'chagecho with animals, from the word fact that it says v'samachto b'chagecho. B'chagecho is similar to chagiga. Rav Ashi says, I don't need the chagiga bit. V'samachto already says anything that gives you joy, and only animals give that level of joy. What does he do with the word b'chagecho? Answers the Gemara, Hu l'kad Rav Daniel Bar Katina, he uses it for the halacha of Rav Daniel Bar Katina. D'omer Rav Daniel Bar Katina, Omer Rav. It was said in the name of Rav that minayin she'ein noisim noshim b'moed, and we've already learnt about this in Moed Katan, that how do you know that you're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed? And we discussed when we learnt Moed Katan exactly what that means, but Nisuin is not allowed to be done on Yom Tov on Chol HaMoed. Shenemer, as it says, V'somachto b'chagecho, that on Yom Tov you have to exclusively be joyous and happy with the Yom Tov b'chagecho v'loi b'ishtecho, and not to get carried away with the simcha of marrying a new wife, and that will be at the expense of the simcha of Yom Tov. Continues and says the next Mishnah. And we've already learnt that on Yom Tov, the first day of Yom Tov, there's a chiyuv to bring an oila sara'iya, a korban oila, for when one comes to see the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov, and also Shalmei Chagiga, there's a halacha that you have to bring a korban chagiga for Yom Tov. Both these apply primarily to the first day of Yom Tov. So now, says the Gemara, because the question is, how many oilei sara'iya is one allowed to bring, and how many Shalmei Chagiga is one allowed to bring? And the truth is that you can really bring as many of both, but the Mishnah is going to explain. Mishi yesh lo eichlin merubin, somebody who's got many people who are depending on him and who want to eat from the korbonis of the chagiga, but nechosim mu'otim, he doesn't have a lot of money. Then what does he do? He mevi shlomim merubim. He brings many korbonis shlomim shalmei chagiga, as many as he needs for the people. V'oilois mu'otis, but he only brings as few oilois korban oilas re'iyah, as few as possible, because the oila, the nature of the oila is that it's put completely on the mizbeach, and there's no one, the people do not eat from it. Since he cannot afford a lot of money, he spends minimally on the oila sereiyah and more on the shalmei chagiga. Mechosim merubim v'oichlin mu'otin, somebody who's got plenty money and doesn't have a lot of people who need to eat from the shalmei chagiga, then mevi oilis merubim, then he brings more oilis merubim, as it says, ishkmat nasiyodoi, that if you can afford more korbonis, bring more korbonis. Ushlomim mu'otin, but he should not bring a lot of korban shlomims, because a korban shlomim has to be eaten by people, and if he doesn't have enough people to help him finish eating it, then the korban is going to be left over more than the designated maximum amount of time, and that's something which we don't allow and is discouraged. If somebody's also not got a lot of people who need to eat and also not a lot of money, that's what it says, mo kesef shtei kesef, that the oila sereiya has to be worth at least one silver mo, the shalmei chagiga has to be worth at least two silver mois, and just bring the minimum of each, and that will suffice. If somebody's also got a lot of people at his table who want to eat shalmei chagiga, and also he's got a lot of money, the pasuk says, ish k'mat nasiyodi, every person according to his means, what he can give, k'virkas Hashem aleikecho, according to the bracha Hashem has given him, ashenos an loch, that he's received from Hashem, that's as many korbonis as he should bring. Says the Gemara, shlomim murubim, we said that if somebody's got a lot of people who are depending on him, and he doesn't have a lot of money, then he should rather spend more money on the korban shlomim and buy many shalmei chagiga, that the people who are relying on him and want to eat from the shalmei chagiga should have what to eat from. Asks the Gemara, meheicha maisi? The first case in the Mishnah is talking about somebody who's got oichlin merubim but nechosim mu'otim. He hasn't got a lot of money, he's only got very few possessions. If he's only got a few possessions, how is he going to be able to afford the shlomim merubim, the many korban shlomim? Omer of Chizda, says, toifel, then he can supplement. He can use Maisa Sheni money, which he's brought up to Yerushalayim, which is supposed to be used to buy food items in Yerushalayim. He can use Maisa Sheni money, umevi par gadol, and add the Maisa Sheni money to the amount of money, the minimum amount of money, the two silver coins, which is needed for the korban shlomim. And he can, beyond the two silver coins for the shlomim, for the shalmei chagiga, he can then add with Maisa Sheni money as much as he needs and buy a single big animal for the shalmei chagiga, a big bull, and that will suffice for all the people who are eating with him. And this seems to be following what Rabbi Yochanan said before, that when one supplements the Maisa Sheni money to a person's personal money, then he mixes up money to buy a single animal not that he buys any single animal with Maisa Sheini money. Omale Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes now said to Rav Chisda, Hari Omru Toiflin Behema LeBehema. Why do you say that you should add money to the add Maisa Sheini money to his own money and buy a single large animal, a paragodal, a large bull? Then did we not say that you can be Toiflin Behema LeBehema, which means that you can buy another whole animal with Maisa Sheini money, and so he'll have one animal with Chulin money and another animal or more animals with Maisa Sheini money. Why are you Rav Chisda insisting that he supplements the money, mois b'mois, to buy one large animal? And the Gemara is now discussing exactly what Rav Sheshes' claim to Rav Chisda was. Maika Omrali, I Lema. Was Rav Sheshes coming to say to Rav Chisda, Hochi Ka Omrali? Was he trying to say to him, we don't rule like Rabbi Yechanon, we rule like Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda says that you're not allowed to mix money, your mois and mois, you're only allowed to have the first animal with private money and the other animals with Maisa Sheini, and how can you, Rav Chisda, say that you should buy a big bull with money of both? If that's what he's coming to say, that you're not allowed to mix monies to buy a single animal, because this Korban Chagiga, if you have a large bull, according to Chizkiah, if this Korban Chagiga, Shalmei Chagiga, which is being used and bought with also private money, also Maisa Sheini money, you're not allowed to use Maisa Sheini money for that. Is that what Rav Sheshes meant? Ilei mahochi koma, hare omru toiflim behema lebehema. That is the opinion of Chizkiah, not that we supplement an animal to another animal, aval loy mois lemois, but you're not allowed to supplement money of Maisa Sheini with other money to buy a single animal. If that's what Rav Sheshes meant, velemele, then why didn't Rav Sheshes say to Rav Chisda in that many words, that how can you, Rav Chisda, say that you are toiflin, you add money and buy a big animal, ain toiflin mois lemois? Just say to him straight, we cannot combine mois be mois. And the fact that he didn't say that, the fact that Rav Sheshes was telling him that you hare omru toiflin behema lebehema, that you are allowed to supplement an animal of Maisa Sheini to an animal of private money, then that wasn't the real point of his question. Elo says the Gemara Hochi Omali. What Rav Sheshes actually meant to Rav Chisda was that, of course, what Rav Chisda said, there's nothing inherently wrong with it, and you are allowed to mix monies to buy a big animal. But Hari Omru Af Toiflim Behema LeBehema. It seems from Rav Chisda that you're insisting that you only mix monies to buy a big animal, like Rabbi Yechanon said, but I, Rav Sheshes, am assuming that no, you're allowed to also mix money, as you said, but also you're allowed to buy separate animals. As long as it's not your first animal, you can buy other animals of Chagiga with Maisa Sheini money. But then the Gemara says, if that's what Rav Chisda actually meant by challenging Rav Chisda, then Rav Sheshes' opinion that you can also supplement an animal to an animal and also supplement money to money, then come on, who's Rav Sheshes following? Deloike Chizkiah or Deloike Rabbi Yechanon? He's following neither of those opinions, because we saw before, according to Rabbi Yechanon, you're only allowed to add money to money to buy a single animal, and according to Chizkiah, you're only allowed to add an animal of Maisa Sheini to an animal of Chulin, but you cannot spend money of both for a single animal. So if Rav Sheshes is saying that you can do both, then he's not following any of those Amiroim, not Chizkiah and not Rabbi Yechanon. Says the Gemara, V'chi teime, it could be Rav Sheshes held the Amiroi hu de pligi, that I understand that Chizkiah and Rabbi Yechanon actually are arguing whether only Toiflin mois le mois, or only Toiflin behema le behema. But it could be, says Rav Sheshes, Masnisa le pligi. It could be that the brisas we saw before early on in the Gemara, that there's a brisa that is backing what Rav Yechanon is saying, and the brisa that's backing what Chizkiah was saying, may be that doesn't necessarily have to be a machlekes, yeah? And it could very well be that everybody agrees that one is toiflin mois le mois, like the first brisa we saw early on in the Gemara, and the whole machlokes is, are you also allowed to be toiflin behema le behema? And there we saw that the second braisa says you're also allowed to be toiflin behema le behema. It could be Rav Sheshes holds like that second braisa that's not arguing necessarily with the first braisa and says that you're also allowed to be toiflin behema le behema. And that was his claim against Rav Chisda. Says the Gemara, we would have an issue with that, because in that second braisa that tells us that you're allowed to add an animal of Maisa Sheini as a second animal, and the first animal is Chulin, Voktoni Achila Rishoina Mina Chulin. It seems the whole first animal that you bring has to be from Chulin, and you're not allowed to be Teuflin Mois Lemois, in which case, you have a Machlekas. There's one Brisa that says only Teuflin Mois Lemois, and the second Brisa says only Teuflin Behema Lebehema. Says the Gemara, no. In this second Brisa, even though it says Achila Rishoina Min Achulin, that the first eating, so to speak, the first portion of it, has to be Chulin, not Maisa Sheini, it doesn't mean that you cannot supplement money to money. It means May Achila Rishoina Shi'ur Dume Achila Rishoina Min Achulin. It doesn't mean the whole first animal has to be exclusively from private money. It might mean that the value of the first animal, that means the value of the two silver coins, which is the minimum amount for a Shalmei Chagiga, that value in the first animal has to be private money. Shi'ur Dumei Achila Rishoina Min Achulin. But even in that first animal, beyond the value of two silver coins, if you want to add on Mois Lemois, you want to add on Maisa Sheini money, you're allowed to add on Maisa Sheini money. If so, we understand Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes understood that according to the second Brisa, then not only can you add Teuflin Mois Lemois, you can also be Teuflin Behema Lebehema, and that's why he asked Rav Chisda, why are you Rav Chisda saying you're only Teufel Mois Lemois, and that's why he said Teufel Amevi Paragodel? You could also have said that you can bring added animals. Continues the Gemara, Omar Ula, Omar Rish Lakish. Ula said as follows, in the name of Rish Lakish, Hifrish Eser Behemis Lechagi Gosa. If somebody separated 10 animals to be his Shalmei Chagiga, then Hikriv Chomish B'yom Tov Rishin, then he's allowed to offer 5 of those 10 on the first day, and Choyzer Umakriv Chomish B'yom Tov Sheini, and he's allowed to offer the next 5 even afterwards, on the second day in the future days of Yom Tov. That's Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan Omer. Rabbi Yechanan says, Kivun Shepasak, Shuv Einim Makriv, he says that only on the first day you're allowed to bring Korbonis Shalmei Chagiga. Because we learn out from a Pasuk that only on the first day, it says, V'chagoysem Oysoi, we're going to learn about this more a bit later, only on the first day there's a requirement of Shalmei Chagiga, the second day not. If you bring Shalmei Chagiga after the first day of Yom Tov, it's Bal Tosif, you've added onto the dimensions of a mitzvah, and that's Asa. And that was the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan. Omer Rababa. Rababa comes with quite a bold statement. He says, V'loi pligi, they're not arguing. Everybody agrees that the Shalmei Chagiga is only on the first day of Yom Tov, and not on the second day. The question is, if I'm bringing the Korbonus on the second day, just as a Tashlumim, just to make up for what I didn't bring on the first day, then I'm bringing the first day's Korbonus on the second day, but it's Korbonus that belonged to the first day, then there's no issue with offering them up later. But if you're going to say I'm bringing up a Korban Chagiga because it's the second day of Yom Tov, that's Bal Tosif, that's not allowed. That's what he says, V'loi pligi, they're not really arguing, they're not disagreeing. Kan bistam. When Rabbi Yechanan said, you're not allowed to bring it the second day, that's if he just didn't specify that he wants to offer it on the first day, and there was some reason, an issue that prevented him from offering it up the first day, and he's just doing a tashlumim, he's just, being mashlim on the second day. Then if it's stam, then indeed you're not allowed to bring it up on the second day, because then it would be a korban that's being brought as belonging to the second day, that's also kan b'mefarish. However, what Rish Lakish meant, and Rabbi Yechanan doesn't argue with, is if somebody specifically said that they want to offer it on the first day, and for some reason they didn't manage to offer it on the first day, then indeed you can offer it on the other days. And now the Gemara is going to explain that we just now said that Rabbi Yechanan, who said that you're not allowed to offer it later on, that's if he didn't specify that he wants to offer it on the first day. So the Gemara is asking, Hai Stam, this that he didn't specify that he wants to offer it on the first day, which means that on the second day when he brings the korbonis, they may well have been korbonis that he's bringing because it's the second day, and that's a problem. It's Bal Tosif. Hichadomi, what's the case? Is it that they simply ran out of time on the first day? It's true, he didn't say specifically. If he explicitly says, I want to offer all these korbonos on the first day, then we said, Rabbi Abba said, both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish say you can bring it on the second day. But he didn't specify, but we see on the first day that time simply ran out. He couldn't bring them all. There was not enough time. Then the reason that he didn't bring up those korbanos is the lekha shoyis bayim, is simply because he didn't have time. So even though he didn't explicitly say, I want to bring them all up on the first day, can we not assume that because he ran out of time, that's why he didn't bring them up? But he would have wanted to bring them up, and that's as if he explicitly said, I want these korbanos to belong to the first day. In which case, even that's a type of stum, a type of not being specific, but we assume it's as if he specifically wanted to bring it up on the first day, and even in that case, he would be allowed to bring it up on the second day. Are you going to say that the stum, where Rabbi Yochanan says that because he didn't specify he wants it to be for the first day, then he's not allowed to bring it on the second day? Why didn't he bring it on the first day? Is it because he suddenly realized he doesn't have enough people to eat it on the first day? Then, but had he had enough people, he would have brought it on the first day. Then even in this case, he can bring it on the second day, because Haidolei Kravinu, the only reason he didn't offer it on the first day is not because he wanted them to be brought on the second day because it's the second day and that would be Bal Tosif, but the Lesli Eichlin is just because he didn't have people to eat them with him on time, and therefore that would also be not be called stum. So in what case are we have that if he didn't specify that it's on the first day, we assume he offered it on the second day just because he wants it to be on the second day? If he either ran out of time or out of people, then we still assume that he wanted to bring these korbanos on the first day. Says the Gemara, Lo Yitzricha, I'll tell you a case where because it's stoma, and because he didn't specify, we do not assume that he wanted to offer it on the first day, and that's when Rabbi Yochanan says he cannot offer it on the other days. The Ikar Shoyis Bayoyim, we're talking about a case where he had plenty hours on the first day to bring it, and he had plenty people to eat the korbanos with, and then we assume that Mida Bekamo Lo Yikravinu, that we assume that since he didn't offer all the korbanos on the first day, Shema Mino, it's obviously clear and evident that Shihurei Sherinu, that he specially left them over for the second day, as if the second day in and of itself is requires to bring Shalmei Chagiga, and that's Bal Tosif, and in that case Rabbi Yochanan says you're not allowed to bring the Shalmei Chagiga on the second day. V'hochanami Mistabra, it's actually very logical, like Rabbi Abba said, that when Rabbi Yochanan said you're not allowed to bring the Shalmei Chagiga on the other days of Yom Tov, it's only when he didn't say he wants them to be brought on the first day of Yom Tov, because if he did say that, then they are korbanos that belong to the first day, and he's simply bringing them up later as tashlumim. Rabbi Yochanan will agree to what Rish Lakish said, you're allowed to bring them up on the other days. It's logical. Hochnami Mistabra. The Chiosa Rovin, when Rovin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Hifrish Eser Behemus Lechagigosri, if he designated 10 animals for the Shalmei Chagiga, Hikriv Chomish B'Yom Tov Rishon, and he offered up 5 on the first day of Yom Tov, Choyzuru Makriv Chomish B'Yom Tov Sheni, he's allowed to offer up the other 5 on the second day of Yom Tov. And this is exactly the opposite of what Rabbi Yochanan said before. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kivun Sheposak Shuveinu Makriv, that on the after the first day, you're not allowed to bring any more korban chagiga. Kashina Adodi, we now have a contradiction between two statements of Rabbi Yochanan. Elulav Shema Mino, it must be like Rabbi Abba said, that there's no machlekas. Kan bistam, kan b'meforish. The Rabbi Yochanan says that it depends. If you intended to bring them all on the first day, then you're allowed to bring them on the second day. If you initially intended to bring them on the second day, that's Bal Tosif, and it's also Shema Mino. So indeed, it's clear that Rabbi Yochanan agrees to this difference between stoma and meforish. Continues the Gemara, Itmar Nami, we're going to bring a proof to what we said before, that the only time Rabbi Yochanan says it's also to bring the korbanos on the second days of Yom Tov is only if he could have brought them on the first day and he deliberately left it for the second day. And this was said clearly, Omar of Shemen, Bar Abba, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. It was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Lo Yishonu, when did we say that you're not allowed to bring the korban Chagiga on the other days of Yom Tov? Elo Shaloi Gomar, only when it's not finished. We'll soon see what that means. If he had not yet finished, Aval Gomar, but if he did finish, Chizor or Makriv, you're allowed to bring the rest of the korbanos on the next day. And then we have to understand, my gomar, what does it mean he finished? Ilei megomar korbanosav doesn't mean he finished bringing all his korbanos. It can't mean that, because the my makriv, then there's nothing to bring on the other days. Elo shaloi gomar hayoim, it must mean, when he says shaloi gomar, it means that the day wasn't yet over, and he had time to bring them. Which means, lo yishon, when did we say it's asa elo shaloi gomar? When the day wasn't over, and nonetheless he didn't bring his korbanos, why is he leaving it for the next day? Obviously he thinks that the next day is reason for korban chagiga. That's asa. Aval gomar ayoim, but if the day was over, before he had a chance to finish bringing all his korbanos, then we can assume that he wanted those korbanos to belong and to be brought on the first day, and he's only bringing them on the other days because he didn't have time on the first day, chizur makriv. In that case, Rabbi Yochanan agrees that he can bring the other korbanos on the other days of Yom Tov. And in the next shir, we're going to learn the next Mishnah.